Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Kira, good morning to you.
Hi, Ryan. How are you?
So what are we talking about?
I heard you talking about the things in Ireland that so many people haven't seen, like the Blarney Stone and that, and it related back to me. I'm 26 and I was lucky when I came out of college, I was lucky to get a job straight away. And the majority of my friends have emigrated, particularly my best friend moved away there 4 weeks ago, or 5 or 6 weeks
ago. That's not nice.
No, it was very tough now, but she inspired me in a way, because when she left, she sent all these pictures of things she was doing. And I looked up then, I said, I want to do something like that. So I looked up a bucket list of things I wanted to do. And I started with like a European thing I was going to do everywhere. You know, I'd like to see all these different places. And then as I went through it all, I found the majority of things were in Ireland. The majority of things I wanted to see were actually in Ireland. And they're only maybe an hour or 2 hours away. So for the past 5 weeks, every weekend when I'm finished work, I go off and I do something in Ireland. And it's been so enlightening. You know, before it was the whole week you'd spend looking forward to go to the pub or going to a party, whereas now I can't wait to go off. And I was particularly lucky in the past few weeks because the weather's been so beautiful, but you know, the things I've seen are out of this world, you know, and people don't think to look just outside their doorstep, you know, like. And particularly I found since I've done this list, I've about 35 things that I wanted to do, and when I've showed it to my friends, they'd laugh at it first, but there's something every one of my friends has wanted to do on the list.
So give me a flavour of some of the things you've done or want to do.
Well, my first weekend, we decided, I've never been to the Cliffs of Moher, and my granddad actually had a part in the design of the layout of it, so I wanted to go and see that. But on our way to the Cliffs of Moher, I wanted to see Father Ted's house in Carra Finn. So when we were driving there then, I said that I'd never been to the burn, I'd never walked around the burn, so we went for a walk up through the burn because it was a lovely day. And this is one of my particular favourite parts of my story so far, is when we walked about 3 miles in, there was a sign on a gate saying, welcome to the, I can't remember the name of the family, but welcome to this family land, please come up and have tea. And I was thinking, geez, what's this about, you know? So I said, second, we'll chance it, you know? So we walked up, then four of us went up, and it was such a nice day. We got up to a little cottage, and there was a lady living there, and she just had a big pot of water over an open fire, and she was making tea and scones. So we sat outside her house, and she didn't want money for it. She just wanted to come out and have a chat with you. You know,
it's
such a lovely Irish thing, you know. And then we went to Father Ted's house, and then we went off and saw the Cliffs of Moher and had dinner in Lahinch. I went to the Rock of Cashel. I was lucky because friends of my boyfriend's godmother has a B&B up there, you know, which I never knew either. So we went up and stayed with her for the weekend, went off and saw the Rock of Cashel. And on my way back home then, someone said to me, you should go in and see Care Castle. Mm. So we went into Care Castle, and there was a sign saying the Swiss Cottage. So I went up and saw the Swiss Cottage in Care, and it was amazing. It's the most beautiful building. And then when you saw the tour, then they've little intrinsic designs and everything's different in there. Do you know, it's such a lovely story. And, you know, even she was saying how people like Marie Antoinette back in the day, they used to all dress up like peasants and get their paintings painted like peasants. That's something rich people done back in the day. And I was saying, she's so strange. No one, you'd never know that, you know. And then we were all meant to climb Carrin Tuathail, but this week the weather forecast kept saying it was going to be rainy on Sunday, so I said, no, we better not, you know. So there's 13 of us waiting to do that. But then when we woke up yesterday, the day was lovely, so we went down to Blarney and kissed the Blarney Stone, and there's a lovely little waterfall set up there, so we picnicked just beside the waterfall. And you know, like, you wouldn't get that in most countries, you know. And everywhere we went has been so beautiful. Even Clare Glens in Newport, down around the Newport area, I went there during the week. I just said I'd love to see it, and it's gorgeous. There's waterfalls the whole way down through it, you know.
You're very passionate. I like this.
Yeah, no, but I really am passionate about it. Yeah. You know, I found the last few years, everything that, like, any of my friends our age, anything we want to do, it's all drink and go out drinking and go to the pub. And I just got so sick of it, you know. I wanted to do something else, and because all my friends are going traveling and I'm not going to have the opportunity to do that, only for a few weeks at a time, I'm never going to see these things around the world. So it was just amazing when I actually looked into things in Ireland, how, you know, we're missing. Even I'm planning on going up to Donegal and Belfast and Antrim in the near future for maybe a long weekend.
Yeah.
And there's, you know, like the Giant Causeway looks amazing.
Yeah.
There's that bridge as well. I can't remember, you know, the bridge. It's like the rope bridge that goes across. That's meant to be gorgeous.
The terrifying bridge from death. The bridge of doom.
Yeah, so all these things. So yeah. I think there's 35 things on my list. Brilliant. That I want to do, but every weekend that I've gone and done something else, there's been four or five things that I just added to the list. If they were just on the way, you know, that I just said, oh, I have to stop here and do this.
What job did you get that kept you in Ireland that you liked so much?
Well, I actually done my degree in equine science, and in my final year doing equine science, I got a very bad allergy to horses.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Of all the allergies in all the world.
Yeah, so I was horse riding for 20 years and then to be told that I couldn't go near them. So, and I'm a qualified teacher as well. So I just decided to do I done my final year project on health and safety in Irish sports horse guards. And from that then I went on and done a diploma in occupational health and safety, and I got a job in that. So that's what I'm doing at the moment.
Occupational health and safety?
Yeah.
So that's like health and safety in the workplace. You tell people to stop running in the car door.
Well, I advise them. I don't like when people tell me to stop. I tell people to stop. I'm the nice one.
You're the good cop.
I advise them they shouldn't do it. They get in trouble.
Yeah. It's funny. Go on.
I'm only laughing because the sat nav is brilliant. You know, especially on the iPhone. You know, it tells you exactly where to go. You just type in what you want to see, and it goes there. But I've never been able to tell my left from my right. I have an awful problem.
Yeah, that's you wouldn't be the only one, you know.
I know. Well, apparently, I heard that it's a problem. It's a psychological problem. I read that the other day.
Really?
Yeah, but my boyfriend kills me because he keeps saying left, and I go right. And I came out to go to a job this morning, and he's two stickers on my window, L and R. I was saying, what the hell is just on my window?
And your boyfriend put the stickers there, did he?
Yeah, he put it there last night before I got up.
Oh, well done to him. Oh, that's really good.
Yeah.
Okay, listen, I have to knock on because I've got all these ad breaks I need to get to, sadly. But
no, it was lovely to talk to you.
Yeah, really nice to talk to you, Ciara. We're doing the Wild Atlantic Way in the summertime.
Oh, yeah.
And what we're doing is we're going to have what's called Wild Atlantic Wanderers, whereby we're going to be looking for people to join us maybe on some of the way in the summertime.
Okay.
So can I put your name in that hat?
You can, of course. I'd love that.
Your sense of love of the country and passion for the place is just gorgeous. So
it
would be nice to if you kind of hung out with us for a night or two, if you could handle it.
I'd love that. I'd really, really enjoy that.
Now, there's a lot of mockery goes on when you hang out with us.
That's okay. I'm well. I work in a pub as well.
Hey.
So I'm well used to the banter.
There's a lot of banter, and sometimes it can be hurtful.
Oh, that's okay. That's okay. I'm not made of soft things.
Somebody just said you'd make a great auctioneer. Because honestly, I can't get a word in edgeways, which is why we like you so much, Ciara. So that's what we want.
That. Yeah.
Okay. So enjoy your day.
Okay, thanks very much, and you too.
Somebody else just sent a text in going, why aren't you working for Tourism Ireland? You'd be a godsend to them.
I actually thought about that recently. I'd love it, but look, I have a job now. Do you know, I have a long road to get this job.
Yeah, no, I know that, but if they had half a brain, they'd have you hauled in tomorrow and give you a big job there. But anyway.
Well, we'll see. You can leave my number there with you. give a call.
You better believe it. Listen, we'll see you hopefully in the summertime.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah.
I love that.
Okay, Ciara.
Thanks a million, Ryan.
Look after yourself.
You too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.